I have with me Senator Nick McKim from the Greens, and he introduced a motion in the Senate today with regard to some changes in the visa regulations, migration regulations that came in effect last month. Senator McKim, welcome to SBS.
Thank you, Shamshir. It's great to be here.
You introduced a motion to the Senate today. What happened to it, first of all, tell us?
Well, it's just been passed. That is the motion that I introduced. So that means that the instrument that the government and the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, was trying to pass through the Parliament was not successful. And that means that all of the extensive and draconian and punitive powers that Mr. Dutton was trying to give himself, he will now not have.
Just to have some clarity on this is with regard to the migration regulations that came in effect last month on 18th of November, which one of which was to impose a 10-year ban on anybody who even unwittingly provided false or misleading information in their visa application. Is it correct?
Look, that's absolutely true. There were a range of really disproportionate powers that Mr. Dutton sought through the instrument that he tabled. One of the changes he proposed was a 10-year ban on applying for a range of classes of visas if someone even inadvertently made a mistake in one of their visa application forms, or in fact, if they were represented by a migration agent who either deliberately or inadvertently made that mistake. Some of the other changes and powers that Peter Dutton was proposing to give himself included the powers to cancel visas for something like a speeding ticket, that is driving a car too quickly. And those powers were able to be exercised not only without a conviction for the alleged offence, but even without someone being charged for that offence. So the risk here was that people who did nothing wrong, such as people who may be have been represented by incompetent migration agents, or in fact people who were defrauded by migration agents, would have risked being either detained in Australia's onshore detention system or deported. But also, as bad as that, is the idea that someone could be sent into detention in Australia without charge, without trial, for something as minor as a speeding offence is an outrageous breach of natural justice.
Senator McKim, just to have some clarification, you're saying Peter Dutton was seeking these powers, but as we understand, he already had these powers because the Governor General had given his assent to these changes and they were already in force. So was there anything left to be done in the Parliament?
Well, what we've done now, the Parliament has acted so that Peter Dutton will no longer have the capacity to access these powers. Now, the Australian Greens have got a view that Mr. Dutton has already repeatedly shown himself to not be able to be trusted with the range of powers that he has, and the idea that he would seek and deliver such a massive expansion in powers is quite outrageous, really. He can't be trusted. He's shown repeatedly he's got no respect for natural justice and no respect for the rule of law.
If I may ask you, Senator McKim, why would you object to something like strengthening a law against somebody who provides false information or who indulges in visa fraud? I mean, essentially the reason given in the law when it was brought, that the system needs to be strengthened against visa fraud and people, those who deliberately give false information. Why would you object to that?
Well, we don't object to that. And in fact, there are already provisions in existing law that create an offence of someone deliberately giving false information in support of a visa application. And those are current provisions are entirely adequate to dissuade people from making fraudulent claims.
Which is a maximum ban of 3 years.
That's right. And the idea that someone will be barred for 10 years when they may actually have done nothing wrong and not be at any fault themselves is overreach in the extreme. And the powers that Mr. Dutton sought to give himself are certainly disproportionate, and they are also draconian and punitive.
Migration regulation amendments, when they were brought, they also had some checks and balances there, which provided the Immigration Department officials dealing with particular cases to exercise their own judgment.
Yes.
In cases wherever, they did not say that there'll be a blanket ban, but the regulations clearly said that the officials will be able to exercise discretion. So were you not satisfied with those safeguards?
No, we won't, because we have in Australia, obviously, a justice system and an administrative justice system that has a range of checks and balances built into it to make sure that people are treated fairly and that they receive, to the greatest degree possible, natural justice through their journey through our justice and administrative justice systems. And to take these matters out of the hands of the justice system and allow an Immigration Department official of unknown seniority to make decisions which ultimately could end up with someone either detained and potentially detained indefinitely or even deported from Australia, those powers should be vested in authorities that are established under statute and which have rules and regulations that are based on natural justice and the rule of law. They should not be able to be exercised by Immigration Department officials on a capricious basis or a minister who has repeatedly shown that he cannot be trusted with the powers he already has.
So how do you see today's development in the Senate?
Well, today was a great day for the rule of law and natural justice in Australia. It was also a great day for multicultural Australia because Peter Dutton is coming after multicultural Australia, and in fact the Liberal National Party have repeatedly shown this year that they are coming after multicultural Australia. So this is a great day for people who are on temporary visas. It's a great day for the families of people who are on temporary visas, and it's a great day for those Australians who, like the Australian Greens, believe in the rule of law and natural justice and fairness.
Thank you very much, Senator McKim, for your time.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.